You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we cover all of Major League Baseball, yes, even during the pandemic. And I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. On this episode, which is being dropped on the Ides of March, March 15th, 2020, we're going to be talking a little bit about what is going to happen, at least here at Locked On MLB, for the next bunch of days. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, yeah, all the places you get your podcasts. And boy, we need podcasts right now. We're also on the site, lockedonmlb.com. When you get in your car, if you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. We're going to continue tweeting at LockedOnMLB_net and on Locked On MLB. We'll be on Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast. On Instagram, yeah, Rare Sunday Podcast, a rare show for a Sunday. Usually I take Saturday and Sundays off, but do you what? Here I am today, and I'm going to explain a bunch of things what's going on here. Obviously, there's not a lot of baseball to talk about right now. Major League Baseball is what? How are they phrasing it? They are advising teams against conducting organized group workouts at team facilities. That's according to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, as shown on MLB Trade Rumors, one of the great websites in the history of the planet Earth. Not the greatest website in the history of planet Earth. That is baseballreference.com. So there it is. We have a suspended spring training. We have a season that's being delayed. And now we're saying, don't even work out, not at our facilities. Go work out on your own. Go work out wherever you are. Now, there are some things that are kind of weird. I think that the teams should find ways to compensate the people who were banking on the income that they were going to get for the rest of this month. And every team has it. I know the Red Sox can. They just saved a bunch of money, didn't they, by trading away Mookie Betts, by getting underneath the payroll tax threshold. Guess what? You can afford to pay some of your people, your employees, the people who are banking on spring training, and some of your minor leaguers. Every team can do it. Every team has the reserves to do it. Don't tell me that they don't. Now, I'm not saying they should be thrown around because there's no money coming in. I understand. But every team could afford to do something, okay? But we all have to adapt right now. And this is not going to be a pandemic podcast, but we're all feeling the effects of it. We're all feeling the effects. Some of it, we will all know someone who is infected by it. That's just going to happen. And everyone is going to know someone whose business is being affected by it. I'm going to drop to my knees and beg you to not think you're being really cool and defiant and don't tell me what to do and meet in big groups thinking you're giving a middle finger to scientists and the government. You're not. You're being foolish. It's always better in a situation like this to err on the side of caution. Because if you erred on the side of caution and it turns out that it didn't matter if you were in big groups or not, well, then that's just frustrating. If you don't err on the side of caution, you meet in big groups and it turns out you shouldn't do that, then that could be deadly. Deadly is worse than frustrating. So we are going to be in a world where I'm going to continue doing these podcasts, because let me tell you why. Because things like podcasting and Netflix and Amazon Prime and all that stuff are going to be important for us, because we can't just have the news on the whole time. And if we're going to be quarantined, I have to go to work for a couple of days, but then they've shut down. I work at a public school. We're not going to meet. They said, it's going to be a few weeks. I said, no, I'm not expecting to get back to work till May. As for baseball, I mean, forget March. I think we could forget April. And then when you consider, okay, if it's okay to come back, let's say early May, well, you're going to have at least a couple of weeks to get everyone back into shape. And so chances are this season's not going to start until Memorial Day. We're probably going to have a third of the season lopped off. We're going to have a shortened, abbreviated season no matter what. Because you can't have the season going on into deep November. And also because if the heat winds up helping kill some of the virus, the cold weather of the fall might mean it has a comeback. So the idea of having a full 162-game season is probably flushed right down the toilet. I don't know what they're going to do. You don't know what they're going to do. None of us knows what's going to happen. But eventually baseball will come back. But you'll need stuff like this show. And you know what? Damn it, I'm not going away. I can do this in complete isolation. I often do. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to tell you that for the next few days, we are going to have a very different kind of Locked On MLB show. First of all, starting on Monday, this is one reason why I want to do this on Sunday, is to sort of set up what the week is going to be like. We have set up a bunch of special shows for this week where we are going to do previews for all 30 teams. And we're doing it with each host of the Locked On Podcast Network. Locked On Yankees, Locked On Red Sox, Locked On Padres. You've heard some of the guests on this show were some of the hosts of them. Each one of them has recorded a quick preview of the season. And by the end of this week, you will have heard a preview. Whenever the season begins, chances are these will still be the questions that you have to ask for each team for the upcoming season. And you're going to be hearing it from the people who live, breathe, eat, and wear a mask to prevent germs from hitting these teams, and that they love these teams dearly. Stacy Gatsoulias is doing the Yankees. Javier is doing the Padres. AJ's doing the Blue Jays. Gabriel's doing the Red Sox. You know how it works. And we're going to cover each one of them. We're going to be doing a division each day. Starting on Monday, we're doing the American League East. It should be a lot of fun, and you listen to them, and you'll have a good insight of what each team has in their storylines. Whenever the season begins, these are the storylines that we should be looking for. And you know what? It should be a fun diversion during these times. Okay, let me tell you what else is going to happen on the show, because that's going to take care of this week. I'm actually going to have a pretty light week for Locked On MLB because all the other hosts are doing the heavy lifting. But that doesn't mean your pal Sully is going to be taking any time off and sipping a pina colada in quarantine. I'm going to be doing some things in the upcoming weeks up until we have a season, if we have a season. I'll be having some interviews with some of those Locked On hosts, also some of the comedians that I've been, have been guests on the Old Sully Baseball podcast. Let me also recommend you start subscribing to the Bull Durham Minute podcast, where I break down the movie Bull Durham 1 minute at a time. We're already about 30-some-odd episodes into that. So you can start from the beginning, and there have been some of the Locked On MLB hosts have been guests, some fine comedians, and like J. Keith Van Stratton and Christian Finnegan and CeCe Pleasance have all been guests on that. It should be a lot of fun. I'm going to go in the next bunch of weeks. I'm going to be pulling some highlights from Old Sully Baseball episodes that were a little more evergreen than I've done over the years. And we can give you little highlights of some of the stuff I've said in the past and that are still relevant for the game today. What are the things I can do? I'm going to make some book recommendations. I'm going to make some movie recommendations. I'm going to make some recommendations that you watch some classic baseball games that exist in YouTube. There's some great ones, some fantastic ones where you hear great old announcers. You see games unfold with ways that you forgot that they unfolded in that way, and also some of the things that we used to see in baseball telecasts that we don't see anymore that are really fun to go back and visit. By the way, anytime you get a chance to watch a game that's announced by Joe Garagiola, please do. I think there's a very strong argument that he's the greatest voice in baseball history. And let me tell you another thing I'd like to do. There's a bunch of us from Locked On MLB are going to be doing some simulations of games and reporting on them. Out of the Box Baseball, I think is what it is. But there's also a program called What If Sports, which does baseball game simulations and also does football and basketball and hockey and other sports as well. I want to run some of these and do some of the matchups that I think would have been interesting that we missed. Like, for example, in 2003, we almost had a World Series matchup between the Cubs and the Red Sox, with both teams still in the midst of their curses. And, of course, that was when the Marlins came back and rallied against the Cubs. People like to remember Steve Bartman. I don't. I think a lot of other factors caused 8 runs to score. And, of course, the Red Sox had Grady Little melting down as a manager and ending with Aaron Boone. But what would have happened if those two teams in the middle of a curse did indeed meet in the World Series? Well, let's find out. That's one I'd like to see. Also, one I'd like to see is two super teams from the 80s look like they were going to meet in the World Series, and they didn't. The Mets and the A's in 1988 would have been an unbelievable matchup. Instead, the Dodgers and Oral Hershiser upset them both. It's a great story. But what would have happened if the A's and the Mets collided that year? And of course, Cubs fan with an 8, one of my great super fans, is always frustrated when I bring up the fact that I believe if the Pirates won the wild card game against Jake Arrieta and the Cubs in 2015, I believe that that the Pirates would have won the National League pennant that year. Well, let's put it to the test. Here's another one. If the Tigers had anything resembling a bullpen in 2013, they would have beaten the Boston Strong Red Sox. They should have. They took 2 grand slams against the Tigers bullpens on games started by Max Scherzer to give the Red Sox the pennant. Well, what if the Tigers did indeed match up with the St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series that year? What would have happened? So what I'm going to do is this. I am going to run a bunch of simulations and to get a sense of what the outcomes would be on those series. And then I'm going to report what the most common result is. I'm not just do one simulation. I'm going to run a bunch of times and see what the pattern is. And then I'm going to report it and talk about it as if they really happened. Why? Because we got the time to. So here's the deal, what I want you to do, my Locked On MLB fans. If there is a series that didn't happen, that almost happened, it can't be, hey, I wanted to see the Mariners and the Marlins play in the World Series last year. Good for you. But if there's a series that almost happened, could have happened, should have happened, that didn't, then let me know. And we'll simulate it. And we'll talk about it here, because we need games to talk about. If they can't be real, then let's have them be fake. And who knows, I might have enough time to recreate the lost 1994 postseason, the postseason that never happened because of a strike. Well, hopefully we'll have a postseason this year. Hopefully we'll have a season this year. But until we do, we're going to have fun things to fill the air with, and fun people to talk to, and fun previews to have. So, thanks for listening to me on this Sunday. And starting tomorrow, we're going to start the season previews. So, follow us as always. We're going to need podcasts and things like this to keep us entertained. And I'm happy to oblige. Follow us on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. You can like us on Apple Podcasts and all the places where you get your shows. And follow us on Twitter at LockedOnMLB_net, and follow us on Instagram at LockedOnMLB. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. The Ides of March. Julius Caesar, bad dictator, good salad. And let's hope we have a season to go to. This is Locked On MLB for March 15th, 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.